Have you ever found yourself making a quick judgment about someone based on their appearance or background?
It's a natural human tendency, but one that can often lead us away from the heart of Christ's teachings. In Mark chapter 6, verses 1-6, we read about Jesus returning to his hometown, where he is met with skepticism and disbelief from those who knew him best. Their familiarity with him as the carpenter, the son of Mary, blinded them to his wisdom and divine mission. This passage challenges us to reflect on our own attitudes and behaviors.
Do we judge by appearances?
Consider a moment when you judged someone based on their looks or past behavior.
How did that affect your interaction with them?
Last week, I had a similar experience. While attending church, I noticed a group of people entering the churchyard who didn't seem to fit my image of churchgoers. I later learned they were there to mourn a loved one who had been tragically killed. This realization made me feel remorseful about my initial judgment, and I made an effort to welcome them warmly.
Have we forgotten Jesus' mission? Jesus came to save the lost, not those who are already found.
As he said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick," Mark 2 verse 17.
How often do we remember this in our daily interactions? Do we extend our kindness and compassion to those who might seem far from faith or different from us?
God's desire is for all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2 verses 3-4.
Are we being instruments of that inclusive love? Are we renewing our minds? In Romans 12 verse 2, Paul urges us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
This means actively challenging our preconceptions and striving to see others through the eyes of Christ.
Are we taking steps to renew our minds, or do we let familiarity and assumptions guide our actions?
Reflecting on the challenges that new converts or transformed individuals face within their own families can give us a deeper understanding. When someone turns their life around and starts walking with Christ, they often face skepticism and rejection from those who knew them before.
How do we respond to such transformations in others?
A call to self-examination.
Let's take a moment to examine ourselves. Do we truly welcome others with open hearts, or do we let judgments and assumptions cloud our interactions? Are we open to seeing the potential for change and growth in everyone, just as Christ does? Here are some questions for reflection. When was the last time I judged someone based on their appearance or background? How can I become more aware of my biases and work to overcome them? Am I actively renewing my mind to align more closely with Christ's teachings? Do I extend the same grace and compassion to others that I hope to receive? How can I better support those who are on their journey of transformation and faith? A call to action. Let's commit to being more Christ-like in our thoughts and actions.
The next time you encounter someone who seems different or unfamiliar, take a moment to remind yourself of Jesus' mission to save the lost.
Offer a kind word, extend a welcoming hand, and see beyond the surface.
By doing so, we can create a more inclusive and compassionate community, reflecting God's love for all. Remember, it's through these small acts of kindness and open-mindedness that we can truly live out our faith and help others feel seen, valued, and loved.
A prayer for openness and compassion. Heavenly Father,
we come before you with humble hearts, seeking your guidance and wisdom. Help us to see others as you see them, with love and compassion. Remove from our hearts any judgment or bias that prevents us from welcoming others as Christ would.
Lord, renew our minds and transform our thinking.
Help us to extend grace and kindness to everyone we encounter, remembering that we are all your children, worthy of love and respect.
May we be instruments of your peace, spreading your inclusive love and light in a world that so desperately needs it.
Give us the courage to reach out to those who are hurting, to offer a kind word or a helping hand, and to support those on their journey of faith.
Remind us always of Jesus' mission to save the lost, and help us to live out that mission in our daily lives. We pray that our actions reflect your love and bring glory to your name.
May our community be a beacon of hope and welcome to all who seek you.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.